Hello and good afternoon. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Stefania Tsakiri, and by myself, Hercules Economou. This week is filled with music from the islands of the Aegean, because somehow I've missed the summer and the islands. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express. Our destination, Nisiotika songs performed by Glykeria. Glykeria is definitely one of the most successful and talented Greek singers. Born in 1953 in Ceres, Glykeria was exposed from a young age to the legacy of the music from Asia Minor. In fact, her family had connections with Halicarnassos in Asia Minor, while her mom came from Crete, and her uncle and father were amateur bouzouki players. With such a family background, singing quickly became Glykeria's favorite activity, and from 1977 onwards, she started establishing what was going to become an impressively rich career.
Εσένα έχω στην καρδιά, λιγαριά, λιγαριά, πας λέξω μια βαραδιά. Γιατρός δεν γίνεται και άλλος από σένα γιατρός δεν γίνεται. Λιγαριά, λιγαριά, εσένα έχω στην καρδιά. Λιγαριά, λιγαριά, θα σε κλέψω μια βραδιά. Σε θυμηθούν τα μάτια μου πως κλαίνε όταν σε θυμηθούν. Λιγαριά, λιγαριά, εσένα έχω στην καρδιά. Λιγαριά, λιγαριά, θα σε κλέψω μια βραδιά. Πώς το θέλεις, θα ρωτώ πώς το θέλεις, θα ρωτώ πώς το θέλεις, να σε κλετήσω με και για όντα μας αρέσει να βασανίζομαι και για όντα μας αρέσει να βασανίζομαι. Λιγαριά, λιγαριά, εσένα έχω στην καρδιά. Λιγαριά, λιγαριά, θα σε κλέψω μια βραδιά. Λιγαριά, λιγαριά, εσένα έχω στην καρδιά. Λιγαριά, λιγαριά, θα σε κλέψω μια βραδιά.
Η Λιγαριά is probably Greece's most internationally renowned folk singer. Apart from Greece, she is particularly famous in Cyprus, Israel, Turkey, France, Spain and the UK, with numerous concerts and multi-platinum releases. Ligeria conquered rebetiko songs and the songs from Asia Minor, parallel to building a huge repertoire of folk covers and originals. Last but not least, Ligeria became a landmark interpreter of Greek island songs. The ones we've been listening to today come from a 1989 album titled A Walk Around Greece, a collection that quickly illustrated Ligeria's potential as an Isiotika singer. Thank you. What is Nisiotika? Famous Greek music analyst Gail Holst offers a superb introduction to island songs. It starts with a necessary geographical demarcation. The category of Greek songs known as the Nisiotika, or island songs, refers not to the music of all Greek islands, but to the music of the islands of the Aegean, Cyclades, Sporades, Dodecanese, and the islands of the Saronic Gulf.
Πάρε με στη βάρκα μέσα. Πάρε με στα παραγάδια, Αίγια μου, όλα Αίγια Λέσσα. Να σου ξαγκιστρώνω ψάρια, πάρε με στη βάρκα μέσα. Έγια μου όλα, Έγια Λέσσα, πάρε με στη βάρκα μέσα. Όταν ο καιρός φρεσκάρει, Έγια μου όλα, Έγια Λέσσα, αγκαλιά θα μας τουμπάρει, πάρε με στη βάρκα μέσα. Έγια μου όλα, Έγια Λέσσα, πάρε με στη βάρκα μέσα.
Unlike the music of Crete, Lesbos or Cyprus, the Nisiotika are not peculiar to an individual island, although particular songs may be exclusive to one or more of the islands. While the music of the Greek mainland, particularly Epirus and Roumeli, became identified with Greek nationalism and with a serious demotic tradition, the island songs were not tied to the nationalist platform. They had none of the weight of the Kleftika ballads or the Clarino music of the north, nor did they have the obvious drama of the lira-baked Cretan and Pontic songs.
Μπήκα μικρό στη θάλασσα. Πολλούς καημούς με κέρασε, η θάλασσα με γέρασε. Στα χείλη να γελάσει. Στα κύματα παιδεύτηκα Άγνωστα βαρέθηκα, στα κύματα παιδεύτηκα. Και τη ζωή μου χάλασα, μπήκα μικρό στη θάλασσα.
Their lyrics were usually assigned a minor place in the anthologies, although their gentle rhythms and simple dances made them popular with the wider public. Some Nisiotika, especially those associated with the surrounding Gulf Islands, found their way into the Rebetika repertoire, but they were not popular with young Greek audiences until they were revived in the 70s by Marisa Koch in recordings and performances backed by a mixture of rock and folk musicians. Recently, Greek stars on the world music circuits have begun including Nisiotika in their repertoire, but it is impossible to appreciate the unique quality of these island songs without some knowledge, at least, of the language. The lyrics of the Nisiotika are among the most striking in the Greek repertoire, employing a carefully wrought poetic language that, far from sentimentalizing the life of the islanders, expresses their deepest fears and anxieties.
Κρασί απ' την κολόνα, κρασί απ'
to truly appreciate the timelessness of Greek island songs, I would like us to turn our attention to an article by Robert Bresser titled "Greek Professor Keeps Music from Cycladic Islands Alive," published on GreekReporter.com. It reads as follows. A Greek professor is compiling an enormous online archive of historic music from the Cycladic Islands, representing the first ever systematic study of the music traditionally played on these stunning islands of the Aegean. In this groundbreaking academic study of all vocal and instrumental music played in the Cycladic Islands of Amorgos, Chinousa, Donousa, Heraklia, Koufonissia and Keros, located in the Aegean Sea, southeast of the Greek mainland, Panayotis Liaropoulos will present his seminal collection of all relevant audiovisual materials, the fruit of years of diligent work.
Πάντα με κάνεις να πονώ, πάντα να υποφέρω. Αν έπαψες να μ' αγαπάς, πες μου το να το ξέρω. Έλα να πάμε σε ένα μέρος, άνθρωπος να μην υπάρχει, ούτε νέος ούτε γέρος, μόνο να είμαστε μονάχοι. Φορές με γέλασες πικρό μου χαϊδεμένο. Και μες στο κρύο μ' αφήνες φορές να περιμένω. Έλα να πάμε σε ένα μέρος, άνθρωπος να μην υπάρχει, ούτε νέος ούτε γέρος, μόνο να είμαστε μονάχοι.
Liaropoulos, born in Athens, is currently a faculty member in the composition department at the renowned Berklee College of Music in Boston. The professor was also a recipient of a prestigious Fulbright Scholar Award in 2018. The Greek-born researcher also serves as the founder and music director of the Greek Music Ensemble, a Boston-based musical group which performs several genres of Greek music. Liaropoulos is a lone pioneer in the study of these islands' music, almost single-handedly compiling a priceless database of music history for this Greek island chain, sometimes referred to as the Small Cyclades.
σε ανατολή που να τσανασκορπίσει. Και την πρατσέρα που έρχεται να την καλωσορίσει. Σε βοριά μου να φύσα στα κύματα να φρύσεις. Και την πρατσέρα που έρχεται να μην την εμποδίσεις.
Professor Liaropoulos has worked since 2018 to compile, among other things, an astounding 500 songs which have been part of everyday Cycladic island life since the mid-1800s. Recorded music he has compiled amounts to an astounding 54 hours of music, which are stored on a total of 62 CDs. The professor's collection also includes 600 photographs of music-related activities on the islands dating back to 1910, along with 20 hours of video focusing on island music which has been performed since 1980. And Robert Bresser's article on GreekReporter.com continues. Professor Yiannopoulos notes that the songs he has collected provide a historical window into the lives of island residents. The songs chronicle the everyday lives of the people, their sorrows, their joys, what they do, fishing songs and migration songs, sailor songs and hunting songs, and even pirate songs, adds Yiannopoulos. One very important element in the research are the lyrics. There are 500 songs that I have collected, and there are probably many more out there. And the two-verse rhymes collected amount to about 10,000 at the moment, says Yiannopoulos. Unsurprisingly, the Berkeley professor has observed the cross-fertilization of cultures influencing the music which developed on the islands. All the other islands in the Aegean, the mainland, even Istanbul and the shores of Asia Minor seem to be influencing both Greek culture in general and also the culture of those islands, says Yiannopoulos. The music professor also suggests that the shared influences found in the songs were brought to the islands through sailing. These places have been inhabited for the past 9,000 years, and they have a long tradition of sailing and working with commerce. So, there are stories of people who were sailing from the island of Amorgos to Asia Minor, and then back, and also to Crete and the Dodecanese, and back. And all these people have been bringing those musical and cultural influences from these places and the other way round, he explains. It's a cultural cross-fertilization that has been happening for centuries and is actually still happening, he adds. Among Lalopoulos' findings has been that Cycladic music not only has its own characteristics on each island, but also within separate villages on the islands. The entire Aegean shares common characteristics in the way music is being done, their repertoire, but every place, not only every island, but even villages and communities on those islands, have their own particular nuanced way of doing things. In the large picture, they basically share the same principles, but the way that they do things, the stylistic details, they seem to be particular, not only from island to island, but even within the islands themselves, he says. Lalopoulos notes that he has been pleasantly surprised by the acceptance of the island people to his being among them, as well as for their concerns about preserving their musical heritage. I was not expecting people would be so open. They dedicate hours of their personal time to me, gave me their personal photos, tapes, and other materials related to music. I think it's the fact that I had cultivated personal relationships among a lot of those people, especially the musicians, through the years, so they trusted me. I was even surprised with the degree of openness that I found. People shared their own personal stories, the stories of their fathers and grandfathers and mothers and children.
Steve. θάλασσες του Αιγαίου πρώτα λέει να δεις. Μες του Αιγαίου, Αιγαίου τα νησιά. Μέσα στο φταίει προπαλάστρι μου και μέσα στο φταίει ρουγισμά. Και μέσα στο φταίει ρουγισμά τριάντα φύλλα σκορπίζουν. Hey!
Yiannopoulos anticipates that he needs two more years to catalogue, digitise and properly organise the material in his enormous collection, but it will then be available online as one resource for everyone in the world to enjoy. It will undoubtedly serve as an important landmark in the study of folk music and ethnography worldwide. Let us add that such initiatives highlight the sheer richness and importance of this tradition. It is a tradition that matters and that has channeled its beauty and creativity into the mainstream of Greek music and song.
Υπότιτλοι AUTHORWAVE.
Well, I'm afraid that today's journey in the Greek island songs of Ligeria has come to an end, and it is time to kiss you goodbye with a song from Smyrna, Asia Minor, which also belongs, of course, to the broader island tradition. From our sound engineer, Stefania Tsakiri, and from myself, Hercules Kanamu, peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.
φυγάρι.